Chapter 15, From Hospital to Community.
Planning how people moving out of hospital will spend their days, evenings and weekends should begin at the same time as planning where they will live. The person's individual life plan should be used as a starting point. Hospital managers must make sure that money is in the budget, especially to pay for daytime and weekend activities. People who live in hospital are mainly looked after by health services. But when a hospital closes, other services, like social services and voluntary organisations, get involved. Staff from these services often work in different ways. They need to learn how to work together to make sure the people moving out of hospital will be happy in their new homes in the community. In order to help overcome this problem, Ely Hospital employed two managers and two day services staff who usually worked in social services. These people had their office at the hospital, so they could get to know residents and work closely with hospital staff.
Person-centred planning.
In order to make sure that each person living in Ely Hospital was treated as an individual, the following things were done.
Planning circles were set up
to help each resident have a say in their choice of lifestyle in the community.
Money was given directly to ward managers to make it easier to take people to places outside the hospital. Before this, staff had to fill in a lot of forms or go to the petty cash office before people could, for example, go out for a day trip at the weekend.
Recording past life history.
Unfortunately, when people have lived in hospital for many years, information about their lives, their family backgrounds, people they have known, is often lost when they leave hospital. Sometimes this is because their records have been lost. Sometimes it is because staff in the hospital who have known them for many years don't have a chance to pass on information. It is very important that as much information as possible is written down before people leave hospital. It is also important that photographs and other links with their past go with them.
Life outside hospital.
When people leave Ely Hospital, they are not going to day centres. Each person has a programme of activities which uses ordinary places in the community. In Cambridge, a number of young people who need a great deal of support in their lives and who used to live in Ida Darwin Hospital are now living in an ordinary house in the community. Each day they go out to different places in the community with staff who are specially employed to help them with their days, evenings and weekends.